foreign.
Foreign, foreign, beautiful rain. Don't disturb me, beautiful rain. Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come to me, beautiful rain. Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come to me, beautiful rain.
Rain.
Rain, 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 beautiful rain.
Rain.
Rain, 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 beautiful rain. Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come to me, beautiful rain. Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come,
never come.
Oh, come to me, beautiful rain.
With the group Ladysmith Black Mambazo, it's Christian gospel music mingling with the traditions of South Africa. The group has been around for four decades, and they performed Tuesday night in Kansas City. The group first received notice for its work on Paul Simon's Graceland album back in the 1980s. Joining us to talk about the group is Albert Mazibuko, who joined the group in 1969. And Albert Mazibuko, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have me.
Now, the name of the group, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, was picked for some very specific reasons. Albert, can you walk us through each of those three words and tell us their significance here?
Yes, the name Ladysmith is our hometown. This is where we were born and raised. So we want the people to know that where are we coming from, everywhere where we go. So the black, it refers to the black span of oxen, because we grew up farm using these animals to plow the land. And mambazo in our language is isiZulu, imbazo, it means chopping axe. So this is a very important tool if you are living in the farm, because it allows you to be able to chop the trees and then build your house, build your sledge, make a yoke to span your oxen. So when you combine the name together, we say this is a black axe of Ladysmith. We said we are a voice from Ladysmith. With our powerful voice, we will pave the way and build our future.
This group has a very specific purpose, which is what?
It's to unite people. Encourage people to stay close as possible to their tradition. People to stay together and value their roots.
Early on, when you formed Ladysmith Black Mambazo, the group was actually banned from some competitions. Why was that?
There was a time when our music was stronger, and then when it became stronger, so every time when we were singing for the competition, because in the competition of Ispatamia music, there is some rules that when you finish singing, so the audience, they are not allowed to clap, or because by doing that, they might deceive the judges. So there will be no applause after you sing. But Ladysmith Black Mambazo, every time when we sing for the judges, and then after we finish the song, the judges themselves, they stand up and then they clap and then everyone claps. So they said, it's obvious that you won. So now what is the use for the, you know, to compete with you? And then so they banned us. I said, no more. So we were very disappointed.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo performs Tuesday evening at 7:30 at the Muriel Kaufman Theater at the Kaufman Center. For tickets, go to kaufmancenter.org. How many members are in the group today, Albert?
We are nine.
Nine. And yeah. Where do you find your members?
We find them, you know, it's a very complicated situation. The most of the member, when we need the member, we don't do an audition. So there is always a people that who want to rehearse with us when we're home. So we pick the member from those people, and then those people who are familiar with us, because there is something that we want to learn about the person before even they join the group, that he is disciplined, he is committed,
yeah.
and that he respects, so he loves the music, so he's not going to be a troublemaker once he joins the group.
I gather that you mentioned the word discipline, that your rehearsals for this group are pretty regular and probably pretty rigorous, too. Am I right about that?
Yes, you are absolutely right. Because this is not easy to keep it as pure as it is if you don't practice. So we practice all the time. And then the leader of the group, Professor Shabalala, he's always changing even the song that you sing every day. So he can tell you something that you have to spice it there, and then you have to do this, and then you have to do that. So you have to practice all the time in order for you to be, you know, in that, what is the word? You're not to be perfect all the time.
Yeah. Well, your group gained all sorts of recognition when it appeared on Paul Simon's Graceland album. I'm wondering how Paul Simon found you. But first, Albert, let's play a little bit from that really famous album, Graceland. This track is Diamonds of the Soles of Her Shoes.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
Albert, how did Paul Simon find you guys?
Paul Simon, in 1985, we just received a phone call that he's looking for our leader, Joseph Shabalala. And when we learned after that that he got information about our group from a guy in Los Angeles, he was working at the radio there. So he said, if you are going to South Africa, make sure that you are finding this group and come with them, all of them, because they are very good.
Hmm. What impact did that album have on world music and getting your music before mainstream audiences?
I think it was the first thing it ever happened just to combine all this kind of music in one album, because we are singing Ipatamia, and then so the Ray Piri and the Bagite and the other musicians from South Africa, they are playing the kind of music that we called Umbakanga. So it was a wonderful combination, and then so here comes Paul Simon with his way of style and then with his voice. You know, I have listened to many, many, many music in the many kind of music, but I've never find an album like this one where you get this, something that you cannot even call it. What kind of music is that? What genre is it? But it's so beautiful.
Hmm. We're going to go out with one more track from Ladysmith Black Mambazo. This one is titled Homeless.
Homeless, homeless, moonlight stadium on a midnight homeless.
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 We moonlight sleeping on a midnight day.
That's Ladysmith Black Mambazo. They perform Tuesday evening at 7:30 at the Kauffman Center. More information, kauffmancenter.org. And Elbert Mazibuko, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. I sure enjoyed having you.
Thank you very much. You're very welcome, and God bless you.
God bless you, too, and thanks so much, Elbert. And if you're looking for a good film to see this weekend, check out our critics' three-to-see recommendations, their favorite independent foreign and documentary films showing on area screens. We had help this week from KCUR's Kim Noble, Danny Alexander, and Maria Carter. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, all. I'm Steve Kraske at the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.
Destroy our homes. Many dead tonight it could be.
Strong wind.
Strong wind. Strong wind. Many dead tonight it could be. Homeless,
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 moonlight sleeping on a midnight
day.
Homeless,
homeless,
homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight day. Homeless.